Senator Mark Kelly joins me now. Senator, it's good to see you. You heard probably some of the Republicans in the last session. You know, a lot of them think, and a lot of people watching might think, this is Democrats want to get the Republican, you know, get the Trump people to say this. But you went on to make a more important point, I think, which is, if he won't say a simple fact that Joe Biden won the election, will he stand up to the president when the president, you know, needs to hear tough intelligence, or when there's a debate or dispute with the president about key facts in a, maybe a sensitive national security situation? Did Jay Clayton give you confidence today that he will be that man if he's confirmed to this job?
No, absolutely not. And it was, John, it was rather disappointing. I mean, the entire hearing, I didn't hear anything that gives me any kind of reassurance that this guy is going to do the job the way the American people deserve. This is a critical position, and the American people's safety is on the line here. He's going to direct 18 intelligence agencies. And what we're trying to get at here is, if he can't in that room, I mean, the president's down the street at Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, he's not looking right at him. What is he going to do when he's sitting in the Oval Office or the Situation Room and the president disagrees with him? But he has studied the intelligence, and this is a critical national security issue, and the safety of the American people are at risk. Is he going to tell the president that he's wrong? And I don't see any evidence that he would do that. So I was incredibly disappointed today.